What's new? Hi, I'm John Clare. Join me Sunday nights for a handcrafted show called What's New?
I have to admit, I have a particular liking to pairing composers that are seemingly unrelated. And, you know, the way I like to think of it is I sort of pretend I can just invite two composers for dinner and have them jam or compare their pieces and sort of converse posthumously in music. And so that was the idea in this case also, to see what happens when you put Haydn and Ligeti together, quote, you know, in the same room, and look at some of their pieces side by side and sort of see what happens. How they react to each other, how they maybe illuminate one another in ways that are less expected. None of the pieces are necessarily the most famous in the world, and yet some of them are familiar, and Ligeti is becoming a classic, a modern classic. And certainly, you know, one of the Haydn concertos is very familiar. But what I hope to do is to have people listen to them from a different angle. Make the Ligeti maybe a little less intimidating for its complexity and bring out the sunniness of it and the lightness of it, which is undoubtedly there, and to bring out, you know, the sort of tongue-in-cheek humor of Haydn. The sort of tongue-in-cheek humor of Haydn in ways that would make it sound maybe a little more angular and surprising, in ways that would not take it for granted so much.
Is there something special when you play Russian music rather than, say, Schumann or Chopin?
You know, honestly, I don't think so, because I think that if I have a very strong personal, that kind of special connection with a specific piece by any composer, it can be by any composer, not necessarily Russian. You know, I can say that probably I feel the same that I felt when I performed Rachmaninoff. I feel the same depth if I play Brahms Intermezzos Opus 117, for example. At least I'm talking from myself. And I don't think that by being Russian, I can play and understand music by Russian composers better than, let's say, American pianists. Or neither I think that for not being French, I don't understand the music of Debussy, for example. I think it depends on your own internal world, depends how you perceive music. I think that music is a universal language and nationality should not play any role in its perception. I think that it's, you know, music is about emotions, and all these emotions that we feel, they are known to every person in different countries. Doesn't matter whether you are from China, Italy, or Argentina. But again, this is what I think and what I feel. I felt very strong connections with pieces from different periods.
What's New? Sunday nights at 10, starting July 3rd on WBAA Classical on 101.3 FM and WBAA.org.